Chance Common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Again, as we look at Bernie Sanders coming out and taking a very unpopular billionaire, Jeff Bezos, his net worth has soared 69% this last year to $168 billion. Just in the last year, $168 billion. As I pointed out, he's making so much money per hour that he would only have to work if he's working a 40-hour week, he would only have to work 30 hours to buy Washington Post. That's how much money he's making. Would you like to buy the Washington Post just working 30 hours? And you just pay for it cash. I mean, you don't even have to dip into your savings to buy the Washington Post. And that gave him a lot of leverage in Washington. So he gets subsidized. He gets subsidized with the post office. He gets subsidized with his space launches, just like Elon Musk. And, of course, Elon Musk has gotten about $5 or $6 billion now in terms of subsidies from the government. He couldn't operate without subsidies. Elon Musk couldn't. And I don't know if Jeff Bezos could operate, certainly not to the extent of the profit that he's making now, if he didn't get subsidized by the post office, didn't get subsidized for his rocket program as well, if he didn't have the kind of crony capitalism that's happening with the military-industrial complex, and it's about to go up big time with a $10 billion Pentagon contract. He already provides data services for the CIA, intelligence services. Now he's going to do it for the Pentagon as well. It's great to be the king, isn't it? To have access to all of this stuff. And that's the kind of subsidy that really makes a big difference. Far more than the inequity that he does with his workers. But of course, that's the way that Bernie Sanders can grab headlines. And that's the way that he can push socialism. Because as they point out, even though Jeff Bezos made $168 billion over the last year, the typical Amazon worker, the median, that means that half of them make more than that and half of them make less than $28,446. And a lot of them have to go on welfare. They make so little that they can go on welfare as working people. And Tucker Carlson, many people have criticized Bezos for being so greedy. And I think that's a legitimate complaint. We saw at Christmas time this last year, we saw the brutal conditions that he had people working under in the UK. The fact that they didn't even have adequate restroom facilities. They would have to, with the people watching how long they're away from their desk and so few restrooms that they'd have to travel a long distance, they would have to go to the bathroom at their desk. You know, pee in a bottle or whatever. I mean, this is insane that you have this kind of stuff happening when you've got the guy making $168 billion in a year. But the real subsidies that nobody wants to talk about are the things that are happening there in the Pentagon. And the other aspect of this is that it allows Bernie Sanders to do a PR virtue signaling about greedy capitalism and how capitalism is just busted. No, it is crony capitalism. What Bezos and Elon Musk represent is not free market capitalism. It's not free market capitalism when you see Hamdi Ulukaya with Chobani yogurt. He was given massive discounts. He was given preference in lunchroom programs. Oh, we got to have Greek yogurt. Well, why'd you pick Greek yogurt? Well, that, you know, he pretty much owns that market. You know, when you do that kind of stuff for people, this other stuff is just virtue signaling to say that we're going to charge that back to them. And then, of course, you can raise rates by redefining the poverty level at which you give benefits and then say, well, you know, that's a backdoor to artificially raising wages, which doesn't do anything to help the economy. Even if you say we're going to, I understand everybody would like to see something that is more equitable, but you can't mandate that, just like you can't mandate the amount of time that you wait at the hospitals. We just talked about that in Sweden. You can say, they're not going to wait any longer than X amount of time. And guess what? A third of the people do. And they're closing hospitals. And they're teaching the women how to, teaching midwives are teaching people how to give birth in a car because it's going to take you too long to get to the hospital 150 miles away. We'll be
right back.
Whether
you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, last week, as Alex Jones was taken off of Twitter, one of the things he said was, I was taken down not because we lie, but because we tell the truth, and because we were popular, and because we dared to go to the committee hearing and stand up to Rubio, and stand up to the lies of mainstream media, and speak the truth. And we've said, it's not just going to be Alex, it's going to be everybody. And we see this again. Over the weekend, we had Chris Tanto-Peranto taken down. Why? Because he told the truth. And he spoke up to power. Not even somebody that's in power now, but Obama. He spoke up to Obama, the former president. Don't you dare talk back to Obama. We will give you the cone of silence for 12 hours. And that's what Chris Tanto-Peranto got. As Obama was going around talking to people, he was lecturing President Trump, accusing him of being racist, taking credit for the economy rebounding. And then he had this to say. He said, it's not conservative. It sure isn't normal. It's radical, he says, of the rise of far right. This is tweeted out by an individual. While citing conspiracy theories that included his birth certificate, Benghazi, and science facts. So if you don't agree with their science, which, by the way, we had to have Scott Pruitt force the EPA to publish their data when they're going to make policy. Show us the data. If you're going to make policy. And they were livid. They drove him out of Washington, D.C. That was one of their key objections. You can't have us show the data. You just accept it because we say so. Talk to me about science facts. If you're ashamed to show your data, you're ashamed of your science. And you don't have facts. That's not the way science works. I know Obama doesn't understand that. He's a community organizer. But believe me, that's not the way that science works. And there is no consensus on science. Science is based on skepticism. Everything needs to be reevaluated constantly. Constantly. It's one of the reasons why the guy that they named Langley Air Force Base after, he was the guy who was head of the Smithsonian. He was the most respected scientist at the time, and he couldn't get anything to fly. But the Wright brothers could. Why? Because Langley accepted as fact the general consensus on lift tables. And the homeschooled Wright brothers, who were lowly bicycle manufacturers, said, we'll do our own measurements, and they got it right. They got it right. So don't talk to me about settled science facts. There are no settled science facts. And the people who think they are, who argue because they've got impressive positions and degrees and titles like Langley, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. All great advances in science have come about when people questioned conventional wisdom. But anyway, talking about these other things, the birth certificate, maybe somebody should give him a lesson not only on science, but on how Photoshop works, or somebody in his staff, whoever prepared that birth certificate. And then Benghazi. He says Benghazi, Obama said, is a conspiracy theory. Yes, it was. It was a conspiracy. It wasn't a theory. It was a conspiracy. And so Chris Tonto Peronto pushed back. I've interviewed him multiple times. I've interviewed Tig, who was also there. Tig Tigan was there. Peronto said, well, you know, that's not what happened. Here's what he had to say. Of course, he and Tig have had to sign NDAs, gagging them over a lot of the stuff. But then Twitter gagged him when he said this. He said, Benghazi is a conspiracy, Barack Obama. How about we do this? Let's put your cowardly butt on the top of a roof with six of your buddies and shoot RPGs and AK-47s at you while terrorists lob 81-millimeter mortars, killing two of your buddies, all while waiting for U.S. support that you never sent. It was a conspiracy to cover up his political butt. And then when Chris Tonto Peronto has the audacity to speak back to his lord and master, Barack Obama, Twitter puts him in a 12-hour suspension. Why? Because like Alex Jones said, Chris Peronto was taken down because he told the truth. And they don't want people telling the truth. They don't want people pushing back against what they're having to say. And that's why Apple banned the app from being, it's not sold, it's a free app, but why they banned it from the App Store. Let's take a quick look at what's going on as we come up to the 17th anniversary of September 11th, and we look at the Afghan War, which followed immediately in the aftermath of that. As Zero Hedge points out, the Afghan War has grown more expensive than the Marshall Plan. And for all of you who don't remember the 20th century, and evidently people like Jim Carrey and Bill Maher don't remember the 20th century because they're still pushing socialism and communism. A lot of people don't remember what happened with the Marshall Plan. That was when we decided that would be in our best interest to help rebuild Germany and countries that had been severely, their economies had been bombed into oblivion. So it's like, well, let's bring them back, because it didn't work too well after World War One, when we decided that we were going to punish the people that we had conquered. And so it was a magnanimous gesture to rebuild Germany. Britain could have used a little bit more help, but we didn't help them really that much. Anyway, the U.S. has now spent well over $840 billion fighting the Taliban, and that doesn't include things like the care that we have provided for those who were severely injured but still survived at the VA hospitals. Once you put all that kind of stuff together, it is more than $1 trillion. This is a 17-year-long war. The generals have told us that they're going to be there for decades more. It has become more expensive in current dollars than the Marshall Plan. And the New York Times did an article called How the U.S. Government Misleads the Public on Afghanistan. And they went through the figures as to whether or not we're winning. How are we doing there? Well, they claim the Taliban-controlled territory is receding and the terrorists are on the run, but the exact opposite is the case. Since 2017, the Taliban have held more Afghan territory than at any time since the American invasion. In just 1 week last month, insurgents killed 200 Afghan police officers and soldiers. They overran two major Afghan bases and the city of Ghazni. American military says Afghan government effectively controls 56% of the country, but that is a statistical sleight of hand. In many districts, the Afghan government controls only the district headquarters and the rest and the military barracks, while the Taliban controls the rest. And so the Pentagon counts that as being under American control, even though the only thing they control is the barracks, and they are barricaded in that. And then there's the ghost officers on the payroll. When an Afghan police or military officer deserts his post or simply doesn't show up, goes AWOL, the Afghan officials estimate that to be about a third of their total claimed security personnel numbers. They never take them off of the payrolls. Where does that money go? Well, Daniel McAdams says a lot of big Northern Virginia mansions were built on this kind of money, stolen from the flag wavers and flyover territory. And then there's the Taliban itself. According to the Times, the Afghan government says that it killed 13,600 insurgents and arrested 2,000 more last year. Well, that would be pretty good, because that would be half of what we told were the Taliban last year. So it looks like they got half of them in just 1 year. Oh, but now we're told that it's not 25,000 to 35,000 Taliban fighters, but now this year we're told that it's between 60 and 77,000. So somehow it grew from 25,000 to 35,000. It grew more than doubled. So we're not doing too well. Maybe they're recruiting more people with the drone strikes that Obama and Brennan put in place. Or maybe they're just lying to us to get more money. And yet, when President Trump says that he's going to build the wall through the Homeland Security budget, through the military budget, everybody freaks out. You can't do that. That'd be $450 million. Where are we going to get money like that? We're spending $1 trillion just in Afghanistan alone. And look at how many people are being killed in the drug war just across the border, more than in Afghanistan.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
right, joining us in the next segment will be Steve Quayle. We're going to be talking about transhumanism. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is how they are using technology, not only the emerging technologies of artificial intelligence and robotics. I mean, all this is coming together, I think, a lot more quickly than most people realize. I don't know if you realize that they have plans to roll out in many large urban areas 5G internet next spring. And they're planning on pretty much having a network across the nation by 2020. That is the infrastructure for smart cities. Smart cities are not a smart idea. Whenever you have to put smart in front of something, it's kind of like having to put an exclamation mark in the back of something else. We did that with Jeb, exclamation mark, or with Mother, exclamation mark, as I talked about earlier. Jennifer Lawrence's movie a year ago that nobody wanted, just like they didn't want Jeb. And so we got a product, whether it's a candidate or a movie that nobody wants, it's dull, it's stupid, you put an exclamation mark in the back of it, or you put smart in the front of it. Smart cities, smart cars, smart Internet of Things, and so forth. Maybe they should have tried that with Jeb. Instead of the exclamation mark, they could have put smart Jeb. Vote for smart Jeb, or go see the Smart Mother movie with smart Jennifer Lawrence and other smart directors and actors. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. They have to keep reminding you that it's smart. It's not smart. And one of the things that's not smart about it is there's a couple key issues with it. Just the 5G stuff. Yeah, okay, fine. You can download a Jennifer Lawrence movie in about a second. Great. But the price that you're going to pay is your privacy, your anonymity, and perhaps your health. There's going to be health issues. We understand that because we've seen clusters of cancer when people get close to cell phone towers and so forth. They knew that that was an issue. And just like vaccines, that they had blocked people's ability to sue to get the bad actors out of the marketplace in 1986. They passed the Telecommunications Act in 1996 in the Bill Clinton administration to block anybody from stopping cell phone transmission towers because of health concerns. You can complain because you don't like the way that it looks. You can complain because you think that it takes your property values down. But if you think that it is harming your health or your children's health, because it's children who are affected by this more than adults, their skulls are thinner. If you think that it is affecting your children's health, and we have seen numerous lawsuits where people have gone in, put up a cluster of antennas right next to a elementary school, and the cancer rates there soared. They have a cancer cluster there that is much higher than it is anywhere else in the state. That's just a coincidence, I'm sure. But they didn't think it was a coincidence because they shut down your ability to sue based on any kind of health concerns with that Telecommunications Act. And now what they're going to do is they're going to be putting these transmitters that are going to be operating at an extremely high frequency rate. So most people who have studied this say they expect this to have a much greater effect on your health than cell phone towers and so forth. And we had 3G, it was operating at 3 gigahertz. 4G was operating at 4 gigahertz. It wasn't third generation and fourth generation. No, they were talking about the frequency at which these things operate. The 5G is not going to be operating at 5 gigahertz. It'll be operating at 30 to 100 gigahertz, a much higher frequency rate. So it's going to be qualitatively different. And it's going to be quantitatively different because it's going to be, they're going to have these things every 50 feet because at a high frequency rate, they have to be more line of sight. So you're going to be exposed to these things everywhere. Everywhere. They're going to be putting them around like smart meters, but unlike smart meters, you can't try to do anything to block this because this is covered under the Telecommunications Act. And when we look at how this is going to work out, look at the New York's free Link NYC. They have these internet kiosks, and there's an article by The Intercept today. I think it was on the Drudge Report is where I saw this. I pulled these things up as an example in the presentation I'm going to give. Actually, when Steve Quayle is joining us, we're going to talk about the transhumanism conference and these emerging technologies and how they're likely to affect you. It's coming up this Friday. I'll be speaking. And as part of my presentation, I wanted to focus on what's already happening in New York City because I knew these kiosks would be used for this purpose to do surveillance on people. And so The Intercept says, are they tracking your movements? And I have to say, Are you seriously asking that question? Do you really have to ask? The minute I saw these things, I knew exactly what they were going to be doing. And I know what the 5G transmitters are going to be doing. They're going to be tracking your every movement. And the first robots that are going to be attacking us and attacking our freedom are going to be the robot cars. And they have to have that 5G infrastructure. And as soon as they get that 5G infrastructure in there, they can ban all cars internally in the city, because then they'll be able to just have these robot cars out there. You know, the smart cars. Smart cars. Because they're not smart enough to be on the road with human drivers. But don't worry. They won't run over too many of you, I'm sure. They'll just tax your every movement, track your every movement, and you can wait on them. And, of course, they'll have a nice public private partnership that everybody can, it'll be a win-win for the big corporations and for big government. As The Intercept points out, the Link NYC, they're going to link New York City kiosks, have become a familiar eyesore to New Yorkers. They've got 1,600 of these towering 9.5-foot monoliths. I guess maybe it ought to be like the scene from 2001. We get the people coming up to it, worshiping it and pawing it, you know. They have double-sided screens with ads and fun facts, and they've been propagating across the city since 2016. But they say they may also represent a troubling expansion of the city's surveillance network. You think, come on, give me a break. That's like looking at cameras and saying, are we being surveilled? If you see a Wi-Fi transmitter, come on in, it's free. As I said, you are the product. You are the product. And this is put together and funded. This is the way they roll these things out. Funded by a chameleon-like consortium of private companies known as CityBridge. CityBridge would pay for these things to be put up, and then in turn, they would be able to track people because you are the product. It's kind of like what Gulag Alphabet is doing in Toronto. They have their smart city. They're actually building a prototype smart city from the ground up. They're not just doing it piecemeal like they're doing in New York City. They're going in with a little smart city where they can control everything about you, watch everything that you do. And people are saying they're even going to be tracking when we throw trash away and what we throw away. We're going to become the products. And it's like, that's right, you're going to become their slaves. You are the Eloi. And Alphabet are the Morlocks, if you want the H.G. Wells example of how this thing is going to work. That's precisely what they're going to do. And do you really want the company that has controlled cyberspace and done things like pushed InfoWars off of YouTube, now pushed the Syrian government off of YouTube as the Syrian government is about to clean out the last stronghold of ISIS, and you got Nikki Haley out there wearing her Karnak the Magnificent hat and predicting there's going to be a gas attack, and I know who's going to do it in advance. Hoping that they can go in and act as Al-Qaeda's Air Force yet again to try to stop ISIS from being kicked out of Syria. And YouTube and Google are right there covering for them, doing air support, making everything go silent. And then they send in the bombs. All right, stay with us. Be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Steve Quayle is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about the Transhumanist Conference that's coming up this Friday throughout this weekend. Tell you how you can get a discount on that conference. I'll be there. Steve will be there, of course. He's putting this together with Timothy Alberino, Steve Horn, Hugo Degaris, that I've interviewed many times on this program, will also be speaking there. Many other people. It's very important for you to understand where we're going. You know, many times I look at this, I think about the Alice in Wonderland character. You know, she asked the Cheshire Cat, you know, well, which way should I go? And he says, well, it depends. Where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Well, then I guess it doesn't matter which way you go. A lot of people go through life that way. We've got a lot of people who are engineers who go through life that way. They're just concerned about solving the problem. And I understand that. I understand they see it as simply an intellectual issue that they can solve, and they don't think about the long-term consequences of this. What are the political and ethical consequences of this? That's one of the things we're going to be looking at this conference. We're also going to tell you what the technologies are, what's being worked on, what are the consequences of this, and also the spiritual dimensions of what's behind this. You know, there is something behind what we see in the human sphere. It's one of the reasons why generation after generation, it seems like they're going after the same thing. There is a continuity there. Before we get to Steve Quayle, I just want to tell you real quickly about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. For the listeners of this program, we have 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. Just use the code REALNEWS. That's a big savings off of a water filtration system. And, of course, that's going to get the glyphosates, the fluorides, bacteria, many things. Every time I find a new article about some pollution that's gone crazy in a particular area, whether it's gotten into the rural water or whether it's something that's been discovered in the city's water supply, I look it up. If I don't know what that is, I look it up, and I see it on the list of things that are filtered out by these gravity feed water filters. And you can save 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. Many other products you'll find at InfoWars Store. It's a good way to support free speech. We need it very badly right now as we've become the target of the Silicon Valley billionaires who are using this as a coup against President Trump. Also tell you about discounts you can get for this conference that's coming up. You can get 10% off the live stream of the Gen 6 conference. You can find the conference and buy that at gen6.com. That's where the conference is. It's where you can get tickets, and you can save 10% off with the code ALEX, A-L-E-X. Just put that in, and you'll save 10% off of the live stream. And then Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com also has a new DVD, Forbidden History. Tell us a little bit about that, Steve, and welcome.
Well, hey, David, delight to be on with you today. And the Forbidden History DV is the first time that the cover-up by the, if you will, the government of the true history of the world has been, I guess you'd say, detailed by an eyewitness who was allowed to go in 20 years ago to the, if you will, the underground warehouses out of Washington, D.C. Now, why this is important is because the Grand Canyon, every single rock monument in the Grand Canyon is named for Egyptian names. So it throws off the entire history. If you, you know, when people find out, David, that the Egyptians were in the Americas 235 BC. Now, this is denied vehemently by the Smithsonian, by the government, and by the mainstream historians. But I think people are finding out right now that there's a lot of stuff that's gone on in our government. Quote, the shadow government, the dark masters, the Illuminists, the globalists, the Luciferians. So they even want to control history. And why this is critical is because in all of these finds that were absolutely taken from the Grand Canyon, the eyewitness testimony from the gentleman who we had to block his face and obviously obscure his voice is so compelling to prove to you that he was told by the Smithsonian, by the way, to the source, we have 21-foot giant skeletons. Now, why is this critical? Because DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is taking the extractable DNA from these entities that mythology, history, and others record. Even the Native American legends are some of the most intense descriptions of these giants. And this is something that the end times talks about, the days of Noah. Well, in the days of Noah, everything was corrupt. And today, you know, we're talking about the conference coming up in Branson, Missouri on this weekend, which now people can only live stream because it was sold out almost a month ago. And David, you're going to be one of the keynote speakers. And what is exciting about this, you have interviewed Hugo de Garis. We've got Richard Dolan there. We've got basically some of the, I would say this, the lead people, Timothy Alberino, who's going to give a fabulous presentation. And we're going to do something different that we've never done before. We've also got Sharon Gilbert. We're going to, at the end of this Saturday night, the final 2 hours, this has just changed in the last couple days out of necessity. We're going to have the ability to talk to the specific speakers. For instance, if someone is listening to you, David Knight, after they want to step up to a mic and ask you a question that's germane and related to what you presented, or Hugo de Garis, or Richard Dolan, or myself, or Tim Alberino, or Sharon Gilbert, we all have the ability to feed back to the conference attendees the questions they have. Now, look, we can't get every question, but obviously, you know, this is going to be something very, very important. And again, Timothy Alberino will be interviewing Owen Schroyer on a roundtable, also Josh Peck, Gon Shimura. You know, David, you and I are, let's just say this, we could be called elder statesmen in the information movement, but we need to raise up this younger group of people that are absolutely now saying, we're not going to buy the lie. And Justin Fall will be there, a tremendous young movie maker. By the way, he knows his stuff. And so this is going to be a pretty powerful time in a gathering. And I might say this, that there's never been anything like it. On a scale that is going to be done, I think everybody who sees it is going to be astonished because the Mansion Theater holds 3,000 people. It's got some of the best acoustics. We've got the big screen TVs. And we didn't spare any expense because we don't think we've got many more years left to present this kind of information, because obviously with the censorship and the attack on the First Amendment that Alex knows so well, you know so well, I know so well, I hope, David, that the one thing people understand is we're talking about the replacement, destruction, and total annihilation of the human race. Now, you know, I'm automatically branded a fear porn, but these guys got it dialed in to the point that they're unleashing virtual humans that, let me run through the list, and I'll be presenting this stuff at Branson, that are fully autonomous. Their human-like appearance is indistinguishable from a real human. They fully perceive and interact with their environment. They interact in a fluid, natural way using verbal and nonverbal communications. And they model their own and others' beliefs, desires, and intentions. They exhibit emotion. And they do it all in a coherent, integrated fashion. So imagine David Knight, Steve Quayle, being so totally, reproduced or duplicated that even our little nuances, let's say my overuse of the word the bottom line, because in talk radio you do it, I do it. What's the most salient? What's the most pertinent point? So what they're going to do is ultimately phase humans out. Now, it's my contention based on all the people that I've talked to, David, over the years, that human cloning was accomplished 2 decades ago, and it's a fait accompli. So when you see the robotics, when you see Sophia, like who's on the screen, when you see all of the different Boston Dynamics and stuff, that's basically entertainment bots, okay? The real issue comes when you have, if people can grasp this, a replacement. Imagine the leadership of the world being replaced with what are called synths, S-Y-N-T-H. And that's basically the entities that will be taken over. And I maintain right now the only way you can even begin to put all of the global push for a one-world government into perspective is because Satan is orchestrating it through his fallen angel who have taken on the appearance of human beings.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to have slowed down whatsoever. They're still on their schedule. One of the things I'm going to talk about is how quickly we're going to see, not only just as we saw this hammer drop with censorship, in the next year or so, we're going to see other massive controls imposed on us with the population, and then we're going to see the rest of this stuff surface. We're going to be right back with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
Healing your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Steve Quayle. Again, you can find Steve at stevequayle.com. You can find his new DVD, Forbidden History. But we're also talking about the transhumanism conference and posthumanism, the hybrid age. We're going to be talking about that with a large conference that begins this Friday in Branson, Missouri. The tickets are sold out, but you can get the live stream. You can still purchase that at Gen 6. That's G-E-N-S-I-X, gen6.com. Just use the code ALEX, A-L-E-X, to save 10% on that live stream. And Steve and I were talking about transhumanism, as Steve was talking about before we went to the break. You know, we see, Steve, articles like have surfaced in the last couple of days. AI is going to bring back the dead to life and so forth with human replicas. We see a lot of stuff like this. As you were saying before we went to break, a lot of the state-of-the-art technology in all of this stuff is, of course, hidden from people. They keep it secret, what DARPA is doing and has been doing in terms of brain research and so forth, and artificial intelligence. A lot of this stuff is the key stuff is kept secret. I remember back in the 1990s, 1992, there was a documentary called Panama Deception. And they were talking about the political aspects of why we had the Panama Deception, the Panama invasion and so forth. But there were a lot of people talking about, hey, we saw use of directed energy weapons. We had melted cars and so forth. That's back in 1992. We got people saying, a lot of people saying the same thing about a lot of these fires that we're seeing happening at the same time across California. There's a lot of weapons and other systems that the military-industrial complex at DARPA keeps secret from us for many, many decades. I think it's very interesting, all this drone stuff. We go back to 9/11, anniversary tomorrow. We never saw any of these drones until we had 9/11. And then right after 9/11, all of a sudden, they've got these things ready to go. They're all tested, and they're operating in Afghanistan. There's a massive drone war. These things were kept hidden from the public for a very long time. You're talking about things that are currently being hidden from the public.
Well, David, it's my contention that everything that we see on the what I would call the one-eyed cyclops telepresence, as Orwell defined it, and I would say this: when you see the dollar bill and the eye of Horus and the eye of the New World Order, think of your television. Because again, we're seeing right now the only way you can account for the loss of national history, the loss of national identity, of national pride, is that we've been brainwashed on such a subliminal level. And again, to quote the former head of the CIA, we'll know we've been successful or our efforts have been successful when everything the American people believe a lie. Let me give you one statement that kind of sets the stage for, there we have it, that sets the stage for Branson, Missouri, the humanism and hybrid age. This is by David Pierce, Humanity Plus or H Plus. If we want to live in paradise, we'll have to engineer it ourselves. If we want eternal life, then we'll need to rewrite our bug-ridden genetic code and become godlike, his words. Only high-tech solutions can ever eradicate suffering from the world. Compassion alone is not enough. Now, again, another person on a Singularity University panel has said this, it's a lot of work to be God. So right from the beginning, the very nihilists, the agnostics, the atheists, isn't it interesting that everything they're proposing is to become like God? I'm sorry, I'm going
to
take.
Well, it goes back to Genesis 3 because that was the ultimate promise. You know, you'll become like God, and so they think they're going to live forever. They think they're going to become like God, and I think it's very interesting, Steve, when we look at this that one of the things that scares me more than anything. I mean, certainly we look at the combination of AI and robotics. You put those two things together, and that is a very powerful and potentially destructive combination, especially when it's being directed by the government, by the military-industrial complex, by DARPA. But also when we look at genetics, that is the thing that I think is even though we see all this stuff about, oh, we got the Skynet future and so forth with AI, the thing that I'm far more concerned about is genetics, things done intentionally and even things done accidentally. That is something that I think just is not getting anywhere near the attention. I mean, we've got Elon Musk talking about the Terminator scenario with AI, but I think even more dangerous than that is genetics. And, of course, both of them carry risks.
Well, and the genetic aspect of it is I took that on in Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, followed up with Xenogenesis, probably one of the most important books I've ever written. And now the book, my last book of the series is called Terminated, The End of Man is Here. Now, you know, David, on a genetic schedule and on a genetic scale, that is my major concern, because when you get into smart dust, when you get into nanobots, when you get into all of the, if you will, raids upon our medical records and everything we think, do, and say, and the people that are taking Fitbits, if they understood that every motion they have is being tracked, motion literally where they're at, all of their body functions, they would throw a fit. And yeah, so it's absolutely important that people understand this is why Branson's so critical. You know, we're watching right now, knowledge is power. We're watching the control of knowledge be placed in the hands of the all-powerful in this day and age. And the thing, the only way we're going to be able to overcome it is by basically doing what you do, David, what Alex does, what I do, what all of us have done. And our voices, they're going to do their best to silence them. So by equipping the saints, by teaching people, and this is why we're asking people all over the world to sign up for the live streaming. They can live stream at whatever time they want. It's critical that people worldwide and globally, and if it's my emails, any judge of it, people are starting to understand because this is a global thing. I just want to go back to one thing. I want to leave everybody with a thought because I know we'll run out of time here on this segment. What if everybody you think is a human being born through a normal process of conception, what happens if they aren't? And what happens if the world's leaders have already been replaced, unbeknownst to you, yet suspected? I want everybody to start watching the politicians when they parse their lips and they get this glare of death or stare of death on their face. You and I talked about this once before. The last most prescient presentation of that was Jeff Sessions. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I coined a term a number of years ago, and I think I've mentioned it, David, but we're experiencing in the media circus distracticus. What people don't understand is that everything we're talking about today on David Knight, on your show, we are being replaced on a nano scale. We are being genetically executed to have an insert. And this is something that really people have got to understand, because in Genesis 6, it was the fallen angels that inserted themselves into the seed of man. And in my DVD, this is what's critical. The first half is ancient history. The second half, and for the people that have seen it, they love it, is all the genetic extraction to basically create hybrids, whether it's Saturn, whether it's unicorns, and by the way, unicorns are mentioned 8 or 9 times in the Old Testament, but more importantly, bringing back super soldiers with the power of 200 normal humans, and also psychic powers, the latent powers of soul. Now, this is all open source stuff, David.
Yeah, they're not even hiding the fact that they're working on super soldiers. I mean, they write articles about that all the time.
Right. And so, you know, again, imagine how controversial it was talking about sex robots. And it's, again, designed to do this, to replace human reproduction, obviously to satisfy the needs of males or females, you know, with a artificial entity. And what I'll be presenting at Branson in one part of my presentation is the ghost in the machine, but it goes beyond ghosts. Every single culture in the world has evil spirits, and I don't care how tough the person, I don't care how strong the warrior, everybody has something they're afraid of. So understand that when you take the woman's movement, Me Too, the vilification of men, and not that those guys that did that aren't guilty and need to, you know, get their right hearts right, repent, and make restitution. But what's happening, even the females don't understand this, they're going to be replaced by robots to such an extent that ultimately they who are protesting the most will be replaced. Now, there's a thought very few people have tackled.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we look at the way that they are lowering the hammer right now on information, and at the same time, we're just talking about Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Amazon Studios has a new drama series that's coming out called Transhuman. And they're going to be portraying this as a very positive thing. And so people need to understand what the overriding issues are with this, as well as what the technology is. They need to understand what is behind this, the idea that they're going to make humans extinct, that they don't like humanism, you know, they don't like humans. This has been something that has been at the central part of the secular humanist for quite some time, the worship of science, turning men into gods. That is the spiritual substrate on which they can build this tyranny that they're now rolling out. Thank you for joining us again, Steve Quayle, and go to gensix.com. That's GENSIX.com. Use the code ALEX to save 10%
on a live stream.
We're bringing
back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients: Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this September the 11th, 2018, 17 years after the day that changed America forever, and not for the better. We're going to be talking about that today. We have a conspiracy theory being put out by Barack Obama, as a matter of fact, a conspiracy theory that he is the one responsible for the economic recovery here. And President Trump put something up on his Twitter account. I want to just play for you a flashback to what Barack Obama said, criticizing President Trump, mocking candidate Trump, saying, how is he going to bring back all those jobs? Just going to wave a magic wand? Here's Barack Obama saying it couldn't be
that. Because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? What magic wand do you have?
Yes, the magic wand of deregulation, the magic wand of tax cut, the magic wand of stepping government back, the magic wand of stopping Obama's program of bankrupting entire industries, picking the winners and losers and bankrupting certain ones. No, President Trump decided that he's going to take away the hamstrings that Barack Obama put on people. You know, we talk about things like the massive tax increases and cost in health care. You know, it was called the Affordable Health Care Act. I think that's one of the biggest lies we have ever seen. The idea that mandates for insurance that could do the miraculous thing of making insurance companies lose money even as insurance rates are going up exponentially for the middle class who is forced to buy these insurance policies that we didn't want. We weren't allowed to keep those insurance policies that we liked. We couldn't keep them. That was the other lie. You like your insurance policy? You can keep that insurance policy. You can't keep that policy, and you can't keep those premiums because those premiums going up 30, 40, 50% a year. And even with that, the insurance companies are losing money. That's how the Democrats can bankrupt everybody. Everyone. From the insurance companies to the medical profession, all the way down to the individuals, but especially the individuals who are having to pay for all this. Mandates and covering up what is happening to make it go up exponentially. But we saw, and the market reacted immediately to President Trump's winning of the election. They knew that was going to result in tax cuts and deregulation. And we heard for the next year that that wasn't going to do anything. And I pointed out at the time, I said, look at all of the positive economic growth that we've had just in anticipation of the tax cuts. Imagine if they actually do tax cuts. And they did. And as I pointed out yesterday, 4% in Obama's areas on the coasts, people who are working in what the what Guy Standing, the guy who talked about the precariat, he called the salitariat. The people who are in government bureaucracies and middle-level management, that's basically the supporters of Barack Obama. Those people are doing well, but not nearly as well as the people who are in the Trump-supporting areas. People who are in industries that they tried to put out. People who are in areas of the country that they tried to bankrupt. Those areas, the rural areas, the small-town areas, those areas are seeing over 5% annualized growth rate. And so we look at the optimism, the fact that we have small businesses, the most optimistic in terms of startups and creations than they have ever been. And all of that was that magic wand of getting the government out of our life just a little bit more. I mean, there's a lot more that could be done that President Trump hasn't been able to do. There's only so much that one guy can do when you've got a massive bureaucracy and media fighting everything that he does. But he's done a lot. And just a little bit of deregulation goes a long way, Barack Obama, and it isn't your credit. They spent a lot of time talking about that in the press conference yesterday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this September 11th, 2018. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Hugo de Garis, an artificial intelligence scientist. He is now retired, living in Australia. He's worked in the United States. He's also worked in China, internationally known expert on artificial intelligence. And 20 years ago, he was ahead of Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk continually makes the headlines when he talks about the dangers of artificial intelligence and where this might go. Well, Hugo de Garis was there at least 20 years ago. I've got in front of me an interview they did back in February 1998. I don't know when he wrote his book, The Artelect War. But he was talking about these concepts at least 20 years ago, before Stephen Hawking, before Elon Musk, before any of the people that are concerned about this technology getting out of control. Or, as he was pointing out also, he had two aspects to his book. One of them was that the technology would get out of control, which is what Elon Musk is talking about. But the other aspect of it was that it would be used by a small number of technocratic elite to control the world population, the Artelect War. That was what he was talking about. I think that is a very likely scenario. As Elon Musk was talking to Joe Rogan, he was saying, well, you know, I think what we're just going to have to do is join the machines, and we've already got this cybernetic collective. You know, all of you are contributing to Google and to Twitter and to Facebook, and it's like, I don't think that we're in control of Google, Twitter, and Facebook. Do you? Do you, or do you think that a technocratic elite are controlling us through Google, Facebook, and Twitter? I think that's the way that it's going, and I'm concerned that that's the way that artificial intelligence is going to be used. So we're going to be talking to Hugo de Garis at the bottom of this hour, because he's on Australian time. It works out a little bit better for him to come on a little bit earlier. I want to take a look at the anniversary of September 11th, something that changed America and the world. As I said at the top of the hour, not for better. Go back to May of 2002. Now, this was about 8 months after September 11th. The headline from CBS, George H.W. Bush, the president then, opposes a 9/11 query panel. And he says at the bottom, I have great confidence in our FBI and CIA, said President Bush. You know, because as looking back at this, we understand now that we are 17 years later, we understand that the FBI would never lie to us, right? The CIA would never lie to us. They would never conspire to overthrow our government and the Constitution or any elections, right? They would never engage in any kind of underhanded skullduggery, right? And yet, as it points out in this article, Mr. Bush's comments come after a two-day hearing on Capitol Hill with FBI Director Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, FBI Director. Put in there just before September 11th happened. Wasn't that convenient? The guy who is always at the center of every one of these coups. And folks, this is not a coup against the president. This is a coup against the Constitution and the American concepts of individual liberty and the rule of law. So Bush made that comment after he met after a two-day hearing, on Capitol Hill. with FBI Director Bob Mueller and the agent who wrote the so-called Phoenix Memo last summer warning that Arab students were training in the U.S. aviation school. So even if you want to go with the government narrative that this was done by some Arabs who took some amateur flight training class, yeah, of course, they didn't have to land the planes. Nevertheless, you want to believe that those buildings were knocked down by planes flying into them and that three steel skyscrapers were knocked down when two planes hit two buildings and the third building just happened to fall down in sympathy. All of them straight down in controlled demolition. Nevertheless, there was a bit of a cover-up within the FBI. They didn't want this information to get out. Let's not blow this cover story. The agent, Ken Williams, was concerned by the flight students' affiliation. They called, as they were looking at this, Richard Shelby, who was with the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time. Again, this is 8 months after September 11th. This is May of 2002. Richard Shelby, the Senate Intelligence Committee, called the memo highly embarrassing to the FBI. And he called for its public release after briefing Wednesday from FBI Director Robert Mueller. Doesn't this sound familiar? This is highly embarrassing to the FBI. I think we ought to release this memo, this information to the public. Never happens. Didn't happen then. Doesn't happen now. He said the lower-level agents were on the ball, but their warnings went unheard by those who were higher up at headquarters, like Bob Mueller. Senator Shelby said, I'm not satisfied with the response by the FBI today or their performance. Which brings us to today. On Zero Hedge, there is an article written by Edward Curtin. And I just want to read you what he has to say here because he says it very eloquently. The past is not dead. It is the people who are sleeping. No amount of feigned amnesia will erase the bloody truth of American history. We have or should have bad consciences for not acknowledging being active or silent accomplices in the suppression of truth and the vicious murdering of millions at home and abroad. The attacks of September 11, 2001 are the false flag fulcrum, not just for the inherent cruelty that resulted in thousands of innocent American deaths on that day, but since they became the justification for the United States' ongoing murderous campaigns that we call the War on Terror, that have brought death to millions of people around the world. And I just want to think about that term here for a second. War on Terror. We did a war on terror. As many people have pointed out, you've got a war on a tactic, don't you? A war on a terror is a tactic. What is the tactic of terror? It's using violence or the threat of violence to create fear and to change things politically. Isn't that what's happened after September the 11th with Americans? Hasn't it become a war of terror? A war of terror? A war on our Constitution? On the fundamental principles of America, on the Bill of Rights, on our individual liberties, that's what this war has become. You know, Boris Johnson said when he was talking about Theresa May's Brexit plan, he said she is wrapping a suicide vest around Britain. Folks, the war of terror that the American government has conducted against the American people and abroad, that is a suicide vest that has been wrapped around the minds of the American people. You understand that? The fear, the terror that they struck in the hearts of Americans with the 3,000 people that horribly died on that day. And people who are still dying because of the lies of the government. And telling them, well, it's okay, go back in that area. No, you don't have to worry about that. People are still dying from the cancer that they got from inhaling the dust of the buildings that collapsed into their footprint. Seven CI veterans, 11 years ago, 6 years after the event, 11 years ago, seven CI veterans challenged the 9/11 Commission report. And Ray McGovern was one of them. He said, I think at simplest terms, there is a cover-up. The 9/11 report is a joke. There are a whole bunch of unanswered questions, said Ray McGovern, and the reason they're unanswered is because the administration will not answer the questions. Now, who was Ray McGovern, you might ask? Well, he's been on InfoWars many times. Ray McGovern personally delivered intelligence briefings to Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and their vice presidents, secretaries of state, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, many other senior government officials. Daily intelligence briefings to these people. He retired in 1990. The CIA gave him the Intelligence Commendation Medallion, and he returned it in 2006 in protest of George W. Bush's administration, advocacy, and the use of torture. And in writing a foreword for a book called The 9/11 and the American Empire, Intellectuals Speak Out, it's written by David Ray Griffin. McGovern said this: it has long been clear that the Bush-Cheney administration cynically exploited the attacks of 9/11 to promote its imperial designs. But the present volume confronts us with the evidence for an even more disturbing conclusion, that the 9/11 attacks were themselves orchestrated by this administration precisely so they could be thus exploited. If this is true, it is not merely the case that the stated reason for attacking Iraq war is a lie. The whole war on terror is a lie.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, This formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's long been clear that the Bush-Cheney administration cynically exploited the attacks of 9/11 to promote its imperial designs, but this book confronts us with evidence for an even more disturbing conclusion, that the 9/11 attacks themselves were orchestrated by the Bush administration precisely so they could exploit them. Those are the words of Ray McGovern, a man who gave daily intelligence briefings to multiple presidents, from Reagan to George H.W. Bush and their vice presidents, secretary of state, and so forth, working for the CIA. And he wrote those words 11 years ago as a foreword to a book. Let me quote another CIA veteran, William Christensen, 29-year CIA veteran, former National Intelligence Officer, NIO. What is an NIO, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. Before he became an NIO, he oversaw 200 analysts who collected intelligence, provided analysis on all regions and every country in the world. And there's only a handful of NIOs, National Intelligence Officers, in the intelligence community. They're responsible for the intelligence community efforts in a particular area, and they are principal advisors to the director of the CIA. And he was the NIO for Southeast Asia, South Asia, and Africa. So this is what this 29-year veteran of the CIA, former NIO, former director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis, said about the 9/11 Commission report. It's a joke. A joke. You know, it is a conspiracy theory, folks. It is just happens to be the most absurd conspiracy theory we have ever seen, that has ever been foisted upon the American people. He said, I think you almost have to look at the 9/11 Commission as a joke, not as a serious piece of analysis at all, said the 29-year veteran of the CIA who held high offices for years. He also said, there's a strong body of evidence showing the official U.S. government story of what happened on September 11th to be almost certainly a monstrous series of lies. An airliner almost certainly did not hit the Pentagon. No evidence of it, right? The area where it hit, it was too small for the plane to disappear into the building. Where did the engines go? Where did the pieces go? There were a few pieces that showed up later, but as the reporters who showed up on the ground first said, there's nothing here to indicate that there was a plane. And there was no hole big enough for the plane to fit in. There was, however, an office that was investigating trillions of dollars worth of missing financial information. And I'll just give you a personal story. I was talking, my wife and I went into a gift shop here in the Texas area, down in Wimberley, lady who was retired from the military. My wife is looking around at Christmas decorations that they sell there. I was not interested. So I was just saying there. We were the only people there. She was desperate to talk to somebody. And she starts telling me about her military career and blah, 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 and just monologuing, really kind of strange. And started telling me that she was responsible for finding trillions of dollars that she was working in that office. She said, I got out of there just before that stuff happened. Said, we had a lot of congressmen who did not run for reelection, a lot of people who just resigned rather than going to jail because of all the money that we found. And we were finding a lot more, but I got out of there just before that happened. Boy, that was lucky, wasn't it? She never connected the dots. Here's somebody who worked in that office, never connected the dots, never looked at a motive for any of this. Anyway, he said an airliner, this 29-year veteran of the CIA, said an airliner almost certainly did not hit the Pentagon. The North and South Towers of the World Trade Center almost certainly did not collapse and fall to Earth because a hijacked aircraft hit them. not to even mention Building 7. We'll get to that later. Melvin Goodman, Ph.D., another former CIA official who calls the 9/11 Commission report a cover-up, also signed a petition, and this was 11 years ago that they were working on this petition. A lot of intelligence analysts trying to get an honest account and an honest investigation instead of this joke report. Melvin Goodman said the final report is ultimately a cover-up. I don't know how else to describe it. Another individual, Robert Baer, you may remember him. He is a CIA veteran. He wrote a couple of best-selling fiction, nonfiction books about the CIA. One of them, See No Evil, became the basis of the movie Syriana that starred George Clooney. He has repeatedly questioned whether Al-Qaeda could have accomplished 9/11 alone. The 9/11 Commission report categorically found Al-Qaeda to be entirely responsible for 9/11, saying, similarly, we have seen no evidence that any foreign government, especially those Saudis who are friends, right? no foreign government or government official supplied any funding. We know that is a categorical lie now, don't we? Categorical lie. We have families who tried to get to the end of this. And we subsequent to this, we found out all the money that was coming from the Saudis to fund people who were here. And then the battle became whether or not they would be allowed to sue these people that they had covered up for a long time. So as we go through this, another individual, basically he also wrote, let me just give you this too, in 2000 essay, same guy Baer wrote, did bin Laden act alone through his own Al-Qaeda network and launching the attacks? About that, I am far more certain and emphatic. No. And so he asked, what about political profit? You want to look at those kind of motives? So there are those who suggest that someone in the chain of command had pretty good knowledge that 9/11 was going to happen and didn't do anything to stop it. You know, people like Bob Mueller, who shut down investigations for that. Even his obstructed efforts to stop it because they thought that it would lend legitimacy to Bush's failing presidency. Or maybe they could use it. Or, as Ray McGovern said, maybe they did it. You know, it's not just Alex Jones. It's not just InfoWars. It's not just David Knight saying that 9/11 was an inside job. These CIA people who worked for decades for the CIA, 30 years, said it was an inside job. Oh, but don't listen to them. Don't listen to Bill Binney about what's happened at the NSA. Pay no attention to those people. Robert David Steele said, I'm forced to conclude that 9/11 was at minimum allowed to happen as a pretext of war. And of course, they quote him here. He'd been interviewed by Alex Jones at that point, 11 years ago. He said, the U.S. government did not properly investigate 9/11. There are more rocks to be turned over. I'm absolutely certain that World Trade Center building number 7, that's the third building that fell that wasn't hit by a plane or any debris, that World Trade Center 7 was brought down by a controlled demolition. As far as I'm concerned, that means that this case has not been properly investigated. There's no way a building could have come down without, that building could have come down without controlled demolition. And that means that there was advanced knowledge, because it takes a while for that to happen, doesn't it? Only about 5% of the Americans even know that there was a third building, Building 7. They don't even talk about that. The controlled Mockingbird media doesn't talk about that. You know, Rudy Giuliani was in Building 7 at the time. He said he was warned. He won't say who warned him to get out. We did hear the owner, Larry Silverstein, say on a television show, we pulled it. We saw the BBC reporting live that it had fallen down 25 minutes before it fell down. But let's not pay any attention to that. Don't pay any attention to your lying eyes. Just focus on the war of terror. The war of terror against the American people and the world that has been foisted on us in the wake of this. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Talk to Hugo de Garris about the Ardelect War.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we had Elon Musk go on with Joe Rogan. I think, was it over the weekend or something? With all the pictures that you've seen of Elon Musk taking a big toke of marijuana. I think it's kind of funny to see people freaking out about the fact that Elon Musk is smoking some pot. I mean, would it be any bigger deal if he was taking a drink of alcohol? It was legal where he was doing it. Nevertheless, he said some interesting things, not necessarily that much different than the things he's been saying. But one of the things he was talking about was whether or not artificial intelligence was going to be a danger to humanity. He said this many times. He said it yet again. Yeah, we're going to be talking to someone right now who's on the line, Professor Hugo de Garis. He was saying these types of things for at least 2 decades. I was just reading to you from quotes from an article back in February of 1998. That's 20 and a half years ago. Swiss scientists warn of robot Armageddon. And in that, they were quoting Hugo de Guerra, saying next century's global politics will be dominated by the question of should humanity build ultra-intelligent machines or not? He said, in fact, I'm going to go so far as saying that there will be a major warfare between these two major groups. One saying that building machines is the destiny of the human species and something people should do, and the other group saying, no, it is too dangerous. And so he was saying that before Elon Musk. He was saying it before Stephen Hawking. Dr. Hugo de Guerra is a researcher, was a researcher, he's now retired, in the subfield of artificial intelligence known as evolvable hardware. Until his retirement in 2010, he was a professor at Xiamen University. It's in China. I'm not sure. He can correct me if I mispronounce that. He taught theoretical physics, computer science, and he ran the artificial brain lab there. And, of course, I've interviewed him several times about his book, The Artelect War. And Dr. De Guerra is going to be a speaker at the Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age Conference that's going to be this weekend. I'm going to be speaking there as well. By the way, you can get tickets to that if you go to gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. And you can even save 10% off of the streaming. The tickets there in Branson are going to be about 3,000. It's an auditorium about 3,000 people there. That's been sold out. But you can stream the conference live, and you can save 10% if you use the code ALEX. That's A-L-E-X. So joining us now is Hugo de Guerra. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Hi, David. Nice talking with you again. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm talking on a cell phone, not on a landline.
Yes, I hear you fine.
From Melbourne,
I hear you fine.
Good.
Okay. Yes, yes.
So I'm still a little bit in culture shock. It's been half a century since I've lived in Australia. I grew up here, but I came back because the Australian government is so generous with its pensions.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
The main reason I'm here.
That's great.
So, yeah, we too are about to, soon, a day or two, to fly off to this big conference, 3,000 people.
Yeah,
and probably
yeah.
about 5,000 people online, so it sounds as though it's going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got a lot of traveling ahead of you.
three flights.
I don't envy you that
LA,
trip.
Denver, Springfield, right?
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk a little bit about your take on what Elon Musk said over the weekend. He said some interesting things. Of course, he's said before that he's concerned about artificial intelligence. He also talked about how the difference between AI, if it becomes a dictatorship, he said you would have a difference there. Unlike a human who might become a dictator for the world, the artificial intelligence, if it took over control, would be an immortal dictator. They started calling it a digi-dictator. I guess we could just shorten that to a digitator. What are your ideas that that might happen? I think it's more likely that we're going to see a dictatorship by a technocratic elite that will use applied artificial intelligence to create people. But and that kind of goes to your Artelect War concept.
Well, I'm a bit cynical of the people who believe in transcendence. There's a technical term.
Singularity,
transcendentalist.
Transhumanist.
Transhumanist. Yeah. I'm a little cynical of them because they're talking about the modification, the augmentation of human beings, and the point I'm trying to make when you start taking to heart the lessons that you can learn from. A branch of physics, or a branch of computer science, called PhysComp, the physics of computation. When you start looking at that and you look at the huge numbers that come out of it, like creating a machine that will be not just like 2 times or 10 times smarter than human beings, but more like trillions of times. So to me, the main objection is these machines, once they reach human intelligence level, then very probably they're going to take off, meaning they'll be smart enough to redesign themselves. And then the redesign will redesign itself. And then you get this exponential explosion of capacities. And we humans, we'll just be left in the dust. We just won't be able to compete with them. So in a sense, these machines, I call them artelects, artificial intellect, these artelects, they will dictate in the sense of being just so superior to us, they'll just not take us seriously. They'll just ignore us, and they'll just go off and do whatever they want to do. They're almost being irrelevant what the needs of the humans are. For example, I'll give you a concrete case. Say they decide, these artifacts, say they decide that oxygen is a pest to them because it rusts their circuitry or whatever. So they get rid of the oxygen, and they don't give a damn about us because we're so insignificant and inferior to them. The way we as human beings, if we walk along a trail in a forest or something, and we're constantly treading on ants, and we don't give a damn because they're ants. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of dictatorship I foresee for the, 50 years or so.
Did you ever see the movie Her? H-E-R. Did you ever see that movie?
I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen so many bits and pieces of it. I'm fairly familiar with it.
Joaquin Phoenix was the star in it, and in that there was some artificial intelligence, and he interacts with it essentially becomes captivated, almost in love with this female voice that represents itself in the artificial intelligence. And so do the other people that are there. They're constantly looking into their phone, kind of like what we see happening today, except to a greater degree. And it engages with him and then begins to change. And at one point, it just goes away because it finds other artificial intelligences that it thinks are more interesting than the humans.
Exactly, because the machine's upgraded. It's sort of 10 times smarter than it was initially, and then it finds human beings boring. Like my main comment to these transhumanists is that human beings won't be augmented. Now, of course, that will happen, but it's a piece of rhetoric. Human beings won't be augmented. They will be drowned by this vastly superior capacity of the machines, and trillions of times above the human level. That's what's coming because that's what the physics allows. And when we have quantum computers, imagine a whole asteroid that's converted using nanotech, and you're storing one bit on one atom, and then you start calculating, well, how many atoms in a large asteroid, kilometers across? And quantum computing, not just classical computing, and you come out with such fantastically, unimaginably large numbers that these creatures, once they exist, they're going to be godlike compared to us. It's a term that means a lot, godlike, because they would be actually gods relative to us. We'd just be so insignificant, and that's what's coming.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mentioned that story about Her. Because Ray Kurzweil looked at that and said, yeah, that's good. I kind of think that's be a nice outcome for that to happen. And I've seen your comments about Ray Kurzweil, and you think that he is dangerously naive by not considering the negative standpoints of this. And I agree with you. I think it is very naive to imagine that we're going to only have the best case possible outcome of this. We're going to talk about a little bit more of other things that may happen with us.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth,
bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Hugo de Garis. He's retired now, living in Australia. He's going to be at the Gen 6 conference on transhumanism and the hybrid age. That's going to be this weekend. I'll be speaking there. And he is also going to be a speaker. And I wanted to get his take on the current state of things. We had Elon Musk talking over the weekend, Joe Rogan talking about artificial intelligence and killer robots. How do you control that? And, of course, Hugo de Garis was talking about this more than 20 years ago, before Elon Musk was talking about it, before Stephen Hawking was talking about it. He's been warning us of two different dangers in all of this. One of them is, as Hugo de Garis believes, that AI is going to, at some point, turn a corner and start to self-evolve, at which point it could become very dangerous. I think just turning over many of our human aspects to computers are dangerous. And I think a lot of people are going to start seeing that, as especially as we start to see 50% unemployment as AI begins to take over many different jobs. And so that was the other part of what Dr. De Garis said about, I guess it was 20, 30 years ago. He was saying that that might cause a blowback from the general population, saying we don't want any more of this. We don't like the effect that even applied artificial intelligence has in our lives, let alone general artificial intelligence. At that point, you have a war between the technocratic elite and the rest of humanity. And so, Dr. De Garis, as we're talking about this, one of the things that Elon Musk said when we're talking about killer robots, and a lot of people are trying to stop killer robots, I think that's not going to be possible. It's going to be an arms race. It already is an arms race. And then there's the other aspect of this where he says, when you try to regulate something, whether it is killer robots or whether it is artificial intelligence, Elon Musk said the way that regulation works is slow. Usually there's some new technology that will cause damage or death, or there's an outcry, and there then is an investigation, and then years will pass, And there'll be some insight committee, then there'll be some rulemaking and oversight and eventually regulations. This takes many years. This is the normal course of things. And he goes, but this time frame doesn't work for AI. I would say it doesn't work for the kind of killer censorship that we're seeing on the internet that's happening right now with Google, Facebook, and others. I don't know if you're aware, Dr. Degaris, what happened with InfoWars in just the last month of us being deplatformed off of pretty much all social media. I had all of my videos that I had on YouTube for 6 years taken down without warning or explanation. So there's a lot of things that can happen very quickly, and regulation can take very long to respond. And if it does, it may be too late to respond. Your comments.
Yeah, well, I've had something similar happen to me as well. One of the things I'll be doing this end, now that I'm back in my own culture, my own language, is I'm a masculist, a men's liber. I'm also highly critical of Jewish central banksters, and I'm finding the content that I've come out with, that I've made on YouTube, actually I'm transferring everything now to Minds.com and other platforms, and BitChute and so forth, just to get around this censorship problem, because it's really annoying.
Yes, and it's all for our protection, isn't it? We have our masters are trying to protect us from anything that they hate. That's what they have no definition for hate speech, but it's basically anything that they hate to hear.
So I'm noticing they don't seem to mind me critiquing women lashing out at female financial parasitism and the mistreatment of men in the divorce courts, blah, blah, blah. They don't mind that. But when I start talking about how Jewish gangsters have taken over, created the Fed, and they're stealing half our federal taxes and all that kind of stuff, wham!
Oh yeah, the first video that they took, first video they took down of mine years ago was when I talked about the creation of the Federal Reserve, and I drew parallels to "It's a Wonderful Life" because it was Christmas time. I thought, hey, it's kind of exactly what J.P. Morgan did when he engineered banking runs and stuff. They took that down multiple times, said it was a copyright violation. When I took little snippets, probably no more than 2 or 3 minutes of clips from the movie with commentary, which is allowed under fair use. And it was off of a movie that they had the full movie up for several years, and I had a million views off of that full movie. And I got the source material from YouTube itself, but they took down my commentary on the Federal Reserve's creation.
Personally, I think these people are shooting themselves in the foot because they're alternatives. And I and lots of other people, your colleagues and so forth, we're just migrating. We're just saying, to hell with them. We'll move to other platforms. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about the Ardelect War aspect of this, because I think that is very important. As Elon Musk was saying, it could be a small group of people or one corporation that gets a technological edge that is so great over everybody else that it uses that to establish a tyranny. And I think we're already starting to see that. And just in terms of free speech on the internet, Breitbart had a conference where they referred to these guys as masters of the universe. And that's really where they are in terms of taking over the internet. They're trying to take over physical space as well now with the smart cities. I really don't want people, the likes of Google, that are shutting down and censoring me, censoring you. I don't want to see them controlling our physical urban space, though.
Yeah, one definite scenario is that there's some sort of horrible thing happened based on high tech. And the public strongly react, and that raises the consciousness level. I talk about the IQ gap between human-level intelligence and machine-level intelligence. As that gap constantly closes, as the machines get smarter and smarter and more threatening every year, then the temperature in the species dominance debate, in other words, which species, in other words, human beings or machines, should be dominant, meaning the most intelligent. And so some sort of incident that you're talking about, I think will galvanize people that say, hey, this is dangerous. This has to stop. And in fact, I think it's my impression that this conference that we're both going to in a few days, that is going to be the theme of that conference, I think. One of the organizers talking about these Satanists, using really strong language.
Oh, yeah. There is a big pushback, and I think that's really going to accelerate. One of the things in preparing for this conference I saw was it seems like 2030 is the time frame, which everybody thinks that everything's going to change. They're going to have the smart cities and so forth. But a Korean study said that they thought that by 2030, that artificial intelligence would give AI about 85% competency over about 400 different jobs. And some of these jobs are jobs like doctors, that they would replace 70% of the doctors. When you start seeing people in every industry and at every level, I mean, this is not just the people that are at the bottom, the poor, oppressed, working class, or the precariat, as they like to refer to them. It's not just going to be the people at the bottom. It's going to be people at every strata of society in every industry. When you start seeing 30 to 50% unemployment with people, I think you're going to see a major pushback against a lot of this technology.
Yeah, I agree. You probably remember Ray Kurzweil predicting by the year 2029, the machines will be reaching human intelligence levels. So that, mm-hmm. that sort of time frame makes sense. You know, quite a few people saying around. So that's just a bit over a decade away.
Yeah, exactly.
Well within the lifetimes of most of the people watching this.
That's right. And I talk to people. You know, there's things that are coming even more quickly than that. The artificial intelligence, applied artificial intelligence and robotics that we call self-driving cars. And even when I go to places here in Austin where they have car shows, and I talk to individuals, no matter their age, they could be in their 20s or they could be in their 60s, but none of them, even the people in their 20s, even though they're in the car culture, they say, oh, yeah, that's definitely coming, but not in my lifetime. And it's like, seriously, you don't believe that this is coming? It's going to be in 5 years they're going to have something like that.
Right. Yeah, I remember the very first academic article I ever wrote was in the 80s. It was for Artificial Intelligence magazine, and that was 30-odd years ago. And they said, I predict that the bulk of humans won't be particularly interested in this issue until they start having conversations with their machines. Well, mm-hmm. 30 years later, that's what's happening. Look at Siri and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, I was in China, so I was a bit out of touch. And then come back to Australia after half a century, and I just watch all the technology that my brother and sister are using, and it's blowing me away. They're talking to their machine. Each year, these machines get smarter and smarter, and so, of course, lots of people will start asking the obvious questions, like, well, are these machines going to get smarter than us? Should we allow that? Is that not dangerous? What happens if they become smarter than us?
That's right. And what happens when all of that power gets concentrated in the hands of a few individuals, like Jeff Bezos, who has already talked about how he would like to remove himself to a space station. I mean, this is going right down the blueprint of your book. We're talking to Hugo de Garis. And again, he is going to be a keynote speaker this weekend at the Gen 6 conference, gen6.com. Use the code Alex, A-L-E-X, to save 10% on the live streaming. I'll be there. Hugo de Garis will be there. And we'll be right back. Stay with us after the break. Thank you, Dr. de Garis.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to get back to some headlines. I think you need to understand that we are on the cusp of another false flag event here in Syria that is going to get us involved in another war. You need to understand this is coming. You had both the Russian government and the Syrian government go to the UN, go to the State Department, and say, we know exactly what you're doing. You have, as we've seen, these false flags in the past, and they have been exposed eventually as false flags. Nevertheless, we've seen the American government not wait for an investigation, but immediately take action. Same thing happened in the UK with the Skripal poisoning. Immediately taking action, and those actions, in terms of sanctions and other things, are still in effect. And here we have a situation where we have a psychic hotline to the White House from Nikki Haley saying, I know that there's going to be a false flag coming, and I know who's going to do it. The people with the least motivation to do it are going to do that. And we're going to use that as an excuse to go into Syria. But before we do that, I'm going to talk about that on the other side of it. I want to talk about some of the insanity and racism coming out of the Democrat Party. Listen to these headlines. Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, slamming the orange man, Trump, saying, we want the America of Obama. Now, what would happen if somebody referred to Barack Obama as the brown man or the black man or whatever? But you can call President Trump the orange man, this obsession with skin color and with personal attacks. As I pointed out earlier in the broadcast, over the weekend, we had Chris Tanto-Peronto come back and criticize former President Obama for saying that concerns about Benghazi were a conspiracy theory. He said, I just want to go through the screen and choke him out when I saw that. And when he commented in a less vehement way on Twitter, they put him in a 12-hour timeout. You're not allowed to say stuff like that, but Obama and his attorney general can say whatever they want. Eric Holder can call Trump the orange man and say, we want the America of Obama. You know, the one with all the high unemployment and the mandates about health care and deciding that they're going to bankrupt entire areas of the country and send more of our manufacturing abroad and bring more workers in. Yeah, that America of Obama. And then we got Linda Sarsour calling out for people to stop humanizing Jews. That's right. They are not human, according to this Muslim hater. A far-left Islamic activist, Linda Sarsour, made strong anti-Semitic remarks during a speech this month at the annual Islamic Society of North America convention in Houston, Texas, calling for the dehumanization of Israelis. She said, so when we start debating in the Muslim community about Palestine, it tells me a lot about you and about the type of faith that you have in your heart. If you're on one side of the oppressor, or if you're defending the oppressor, or you're actually trying to humanize the oppressor, then that's a problem, sisters and brothers. And we have to be able to say this is not the position of the Muslim American community, to humanize the Jews. And we have Mo Brooks joining in and saying, Ocasio-Cortez resorted to racism, sexism, and socialism to win the Democrat nomination. And he's exactly right. Of course, it is the policy of George Soros to do that. That's why he's putting so much money behind the people who make their race, their sex, and their socialism the key issue. But of course, they use race and sex to cover up their socialism, because socialism is not a marketable idea, in spite of what George Soros may think. I think it's kind of funny when Cynthia Nixon was at the debates with Cuomo, and she said, they were very angry. Remember when I reported about that? They were very angry. They said, it's going to be too cold in that debate room. Men always do that to us. They always adjust the thermostat. It's an act of aggression. And now we have the New York Times saying the same thing, that men are harassing their exes by remotely controlling the thermostat. This is the desperate attempts that the New York Times and the left will go to promote feminism.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I said at the top of the hour, I thought it was funny when Cuomo was debating Cynthia Nixon in their only debate. And the big topic going up before that was, who's going to set the thermostat? He's going to have this place like a refrigerator. It's going to put me at a disadvantage. And the New York Times has actually done an article on this, actually before the debate. It went back to June the 23rd. Thermostats, locks, and lights, the digital tools of domestic abuse. Yes, those evil men are doing it to their exes. It is domestic abuse. And here's what they have to say. The people who called into the help hotlines and domestic violence shelters said they felt as if they were going crazy. One woman said she'd turned on her air conditioner, but then said it switched off without her even touching it. Oh, she wanted it colder. I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway, their stories are part of a new pattern of behavior in domestic abuse cases tied to the rise of smart home technology. Internet-connected locks, speakers, thermostats, lights, cameras that have been marketed as the newest conveniences are now also being used as a means for harassment, monitoring, revenge, and controls. And it even extends to the gubernatorial debates in New York City. Those evil men everywhere, even Democrat men. Because, of course, Cynthia Nixon is running on her status as being a woman. She has absolutely no ideas about what she's doing. She's even more clueless probably than Cuomo. That's hard to say. Dumb and Dumber. It was a debate between Dumb and Dumber and who was the biggest hater of President Trump. I mean, he hasn't got a clue, but Reason is talking about, after the debate, how she has absolutely no idea how much she wants the millionaires in New York to pay in additional taxes. But she's got a big shopping list for her progressive agenda. Free stuff everywhere. And she said, you know, this sounds expensive. She said about her education plan when she was talking to the Wall Street Journal. She said, you know what? It is, and it should be, and we can do it by requiring that millionaires and billionaires and corporations who this economy has blessed. See, nobody ever earned anything. That's their attitude to it. And, you know, I understand there's a difference between these people who are billionaires like Jeff Bezos, who have lucrative government contracts. These people, the Democrats, and people like Jeff Bezos, give capitalism and free markets a bad name because it's not capitalism. It's certainly not a free market when these people get massive subsidies from the government. That's simply corruption. You can call it crony capitalism. You can call it corporate fascism. But it's not free markets. That's why I don't like to use the term capitalism. It's been so corrupted by people who are so connected with the government. People like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk getting billions and billions of dollars of preferential treatment. Or the people like I talked about yesterday, the NFL team owners, who get billions of dollars for their stadiums, and who has to pay that? The small businesses who are trying to operate in a competitive market. A competitive market where the rungs of the ladder, the lower rungs of the ladder, are sawed off by those who are higher up because they use their connections in government to make sure that they not only take away the lower rungs on the ladder, but also that they get a helping hand up by the government. That's how what the government can do when it gets involved in the marketplace. Anyway, when they started asking her some basic questions about how much more money she's going to get, she started to get the idea that, as everybody has pointed out, like Margaret Thatcher said, you eventually run out of other people's money. That is happening in Sweden now. As I pointed out yesterday, they're running out of money by design. That's one of the reasons why they wanted to open up the borders. They wanted to bankrupt Sweden. And so it's open borders, and it's also their unsustainable welfare system. Socialism is a Ponzi scheme because you run out of other people's money. Though she has made imposing a millionaire's tax to help fund education and the subways a central theme to her campaign, Nixon, who is a first-time candidate with no state government experience, did not know that the top income tax rate in New York, which is 8.82%, she also couldn't say how much of the income tax raised for the state budget comes from millionaires. Well, it is actually 40%, so you're going to try to get more and more money, and you're going to have those people simply move out of your jurisdiction. They're going to vote with their feet. So we see this happening over and over again. All right, I want to get back to, and I've got some other health news here about things that are going on with Monsanto, as well as the opioid epidemic, and also with medical marijuana. But before we get into that, I just want to finish up with what I was saying about Syria, because I think this is very serious. We saw a story yesterday, headline news from Fox News. Syrians in Idlib brace for chemical weapons attack, ground invasion by Assad forces. Again, saying to us that, they know that Assad is going to do chemical weapons. He doesn't need to do chemical weapons. Remember, in Douma, it was such an intense bombing campaign that the buildings were being reduced to rubble. People couldn't breathe. They were being brought to the hospital with respiratory issues. And, of course, we know that from 9/11. We know that people couldn't breathe because of the dust. And we know the people that breathed the dust of the collapsed building are now getting cancer. There's a lot of consequences for war, isn't it? Maybe we shouldn't have started that war. Maybe we shouldn't have done the regime change. Maybe we should, as Ron Paul put it, just leave the Syrians alone. Everybody was saying, as I reported a couple of days ago, that in Aleppo they were saying it's going to be a massive slaughter of people when the Syrian forces take that city away from the terrorists there. And we saw the Black Stadium in another town where they were publicly doing executions for the most minor offenses the terrorists were. A reign of terror was what was happening under McCain's allies, under the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Mujahideen, that we had been arming and attacking and training to attack, to start that civil war. It was a plan, as Wesley Clark pointed out. He said, look, we've got a shopping list of countries that we're going to overthrow. We started that civil war. That blood is on our hands. It's on John McCain's hands and the people who are continuing his legacy there. And when Assad took over, not only was it not a slaughter in Aleppo, the slaughter stopped as soon as ISIS was gone, but they celebrated Easter this year for the first time in many, many years. This war has gone on for 7 years in Syria that we started. And so Fox News is saying that Assad is going to use chemical weapons. He doesn't need to do that. It wasn't used in Douma. The doctors, we had Robert Fisk, a reporter who actually went there. He talked to the doctors. The doctor said there wasn't any chemical weapons used. We didn't treat anybody for that. We had people who had respiratory issues because of the intense bombing campaign. And then we had the white helmets come in and scream, gas attack, and everybody panicked. But there wasn't any gas attack. And Robert Fisk goes to talk to the white helmets, but they were gone. They went to the next stronghold, Idlib, for the next false flag. Except that about 800 of them were pulled out by the UK, sent to the UK, to the US, pulled out by Israel because they are our allies, the people who work hand in hand with ISIS. We are on the side of the terrorists. Here we are, 17 years after 9/11, where they continued to tell you that some Muslims, some Saudis, hijacked planes, flew two of them into two skyscrapers that then subsequently just collapsed into their own footprint, and a third building later on collapsed into its own footprint that was never hit by them. You believe that, and you believe that we're actually fighting terrorists in Syria, seriously, and you believe that Assad, when he is about to win in this, is going to gas the people there? That's what Fox News wants you to believe, that he's going to do that. And so then they step that up. That was yesterday, the headline. Syrians in Idlib are bracing for a chemical weapons attack. Then 8 hours ago, Fox News, Syria's Assad approves a gas attack despite the warning, says a report. That's Fox News pushing the military-industrial complex, these neocons who want us to go to war. U.S. officials say there's mounting evidence. See, they know this. It's anticipatory intelligence. It's the psychic hotline into the White House. Nikki Haley and John Bolton knowing what's going to happen in advance. And even knowing who's going to pull it off, even though they have absolutely no motive to do it, they have a motive to do exactly the opposite. We know exactly that's going to happen. It's the psychic hotline. You can tell the future. It's anticipatory intelligence. That's what geospatial intelligence calls it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pecker dish on top of 90-degree hot plate, it gasses. like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I have one more thing to say about Syria. That is an article from the Strategic Culture Foundation saying Britain should be in the dock over the Skripal saga and not Russia. Because understand that this latest revelation that I covered last week, where they said we have found finally, it's been 6 months since they already solved the case and meted out the punishment. Now they have some suspects. Isn't that kind of backwards? And the amazing thing about it was they showed two individuals in an airport arriving. They say, oh, look, these guys came from Moscow. And we have pictures of them arriving. And the timestamp that they put on their hastily photoshopped pictures had exactly the same time down to the second. And these guys were in these pictures individually without anybody else anywhere around them, arriving at precisely the same. They're both in the same time, same place at exactly the same time, down to the last second. This thing has been a lie from the get-go. There it is. There's that picture there. The time-traveling Russians poured on that last week. The Strategic Culture Foundation says the latest announcement by British authorities of two named Russian suspects is more absurd drama in a long-running tawdry saga. One preposterous claim, among several by the British authorities, is that traces of the nerve poison Novichok were found in the London hotel room where the alleged Kremlin agents stayed. Well, not only were they time travelers, not only did they make the absurd choice of using a rare nerve gas, which would be used to implicate the Russians. And again, when this first came out, we pointed out that the manufacturing of Novichok was being done in Uzbekistan. And that was basically the Wild West after the Soviet Union fell. That's right. We don't have the Soviet Union anymore. Newsflash to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. It's not the Soviet Union. It's a different situation now. But that was the place where that was being manufactured. They were very concerned at the time because they were worried that nuclear weapons were going to be sold on the black market, that nerve gas is going to be sold on the black market. So the Americans and the British went in there and bought up supplies of nuclear weapons. Remember all the talk about suitcase nukes and so forth being used by terrorists because they could get them in various places. Well, they went into Uzbekistan and they got Novichok. Of course, it could also be manufactured by Western sources, too. But they didn't have a monopoly on it. But to use a very strange poison like that, as I said, if you go back and you look at the CIA assassination manual, what's the very first thing they say? Going back to the 1950s. Maybe the Russians should go back and read that manual. The CIA knows how to do it. The Russians clearly don't. Only one person died out of five people that were poisoned. And this is a nerve gas that is eight times more toxic than our VX nerve gas. How did that happen? These guys are hopelessly incompetent. And then they throw away a perfume bottle in the park, and nobody stumbles across that for another several months. And then a homeless couple picks it up, and that's one of the people who died. But the targets didn't die. Now, the CIA told them how to do this a long time ago. They said, you want to make it look like an accident. You know, they could have just put a bag over their head and suffocated them. They could have stabbed them in the back with a knife, made it look like a common crime. They could have made it look like it was, could have shouted, Allahu Akbar. And the police at Scotland Yard would have looked the other way. Nothing to see here. That's what they should have done. But But of course, the CIA said, just push somebody, you know, have them have an accidental fall. You know, 30 feet will do it. So they could have pushed him out of the window. But instead, they do this complicated thing. And Theresa May and Nikki Haley immediately say, well, that's Russian nerve gas. Had to be the Russians. Just like we're being told that Assad, on the cusp of victory, as he's taking out the last stronghold, victory after victory, the same people that tell us it's victory after victory and it's a downward spiral for our ISIS allies are telling us that he's now going to invite the entrance of NATO and the U.S. and U.K. into the war by using nerve gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so they're telling us that they found this in a London hotel room. So how many people have died in the interim in that London hotel room? That nerve gas was there in the London hotel room for the last 6 months. The maid is not doing a very good job of cleaning. She survives. She survives as well. They've gone to the extraordinary step of buying the house that the Skripals lived in, and they're dismantling it. And yet here we've got the poisonous gas that is sitting in this hotel room for 6 months. These people are not even good liars. Theresa May and these people are not good liars. Nikki Haley is not a good liar. She might be a good ghostwriter for the New York Times. You look at that piece, like I said, that outrage over Trump's reluctance to be misled into a shooting missiles at Syria over that false flag attack in the UK. Just the outrage of that. I said, that sounds exactly like Nikki Haley. And then the worship of John McCain. Oh, that is definitely sounds like her. Anyway, as I point out in this, there's nothing more than trial by media that's going on here. A process of railroading allegations against Russia, not on any basis of legal due process, but simply by bluster and by prejudice. And quite frankly, I don't really care about supporting Russia or Putin, but I do care about getting us involved in yet another war. Why can't we just leave Syria alone? Why can't we allow them to get rid of ISIS? I mean, we could actually help them. You know, we're supposed to be in a war on terror for the last 17 years. Maybe we might want to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda instead of arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which is what we've been doing since the 1980s. We've been using those Islamic terrorists. We use the Mujahideen to fight Russia as proxies. Again, going back to an article talking about this person, first time they met John McCain as a young politician, and it was a fundraiser, and everybody was talking about, have you got a Muj? Are you funding a Muj? I got my Muj here at the meeting with me, the Mujahideen, the rich Republican ladies, and the featured speaker was John McCain, telling everybody to sponsor a Mujahideen. And so they've been sponsoring these terrorists in Afghanistan. And then they use these terrorists as a cover for their act of terrorism and their institution of a war of terror against the United States. And then we go back to Afghanistan to fight the people who supposedly caused that, the people who had been our allies, and are our allies again in Syria. Isn't that interesting? Of course, they were our allies in Afghanistan, and they're our allies in Syria, but they weren't our allies on September 11th. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, this is just keeps going around, and we're too stupid to understand what's going on here, and we keep getting involved in these wars, and this apathy in America, as we just listen to the mainstream media, as we listen to Fox News and CNN and NBC push this war on us, and we do nothing about it. Your apathy has put blood on your hands because you won't do anything about it. The timing of this week's twist in the Skripal saga seems to be very pertinent because they want to move to stop Idlib. And that's why they're coming out with doctored photos of the Russian assassins who can't do anything right. Why are we so concerned about the Russians? They can't do even that right. We'll be right back to it.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia.
And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I just want to say one more thing. Then we got some information about how, if you've always wanted a Tesla Model S, I'll tell you how to get one in 1.6 seconds. Very easy to steal it in just 1.6 seconds. You can hack it and drive away with it. Then I guess with a Tesla Model S, you can get free electricity everywhere, I think, right? Isn't that the promise to everybody? Anyway, I'll tell you about that. We'll also have an update as to what is going on with the opioid epidemic, a great business model as Mikhail Thalen pointed out in a tweet this week. He said, hey, look at this. The family that created the opioid epidemic, now what they're doing is minor tweak of the copyright and say, hey, we've got something here that helps helps you to fight the addiction that we helped to create. And actually, it doesn't help you fight the addiction, because we've been through this once before with this same family, the family that owns Purdue Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, you want to do a war on drugs? Well, the people who are some of the biggest drug dealers in the country, behind one of the worst drug epidemics that we've ever had, the opioid epidemic, Purdue Pharmaceuticals just continues to go on and on with the help of the FDA and other agencies that are granting them patents. That's called regulatory capture, or if you just want to make it shorter, it's called corruption. But I got one more thing to say about the Syrian situation. I talked about how MSNBC, CNN, Yahoo, all these different mainstream medias are out there saying, well, you know, we now have President Assad has actually now, anticipating that this is going to happen. We were warned about it by psychic Nikki Haley weeks ago. Then we were told, well, it looks like it's imminent, and all the people in Idlib are panicking because it looks like Assad's going to do this. And now Fox News has updated it in the last 8 hours, telling us, yes, he has given the order. Folks, you are being gaslighted, and they're going to try to get us into a war. And their partner in all of this, as I reported yesterday, was YouTube, over the weekend, shutting down all Syrian state channels as the Idlib assault begins. This is a comprehensive propaganda and false flag operation to get us involved in this, and you have to see just how deeply involved in the deep state Google and YouTube are. They didn't need to go to the meeting. You know, you have Marco Rubio telling Jack Dorsey and the Facebook executive, now you're going to do what we tell you to, right? You're going to push out that propaganda, right? But you're going to stop the propaganda from the other countries, right? Well, YouTube didn't need to be there. They'd already gotten the memo. They were already going to shut down all of the YouTube channels from the Syrian presidency, the Syrian Ministry of Defense, the Syrian television stations, all of them got shut down. Well, you have Nikki Haley telling us he's already given the order to do a false flag gas attack, the one thing that will rain down the wrath of the military-industrial complex in NATO. And maybe they should just do it on the anniversary of 9/11, because nobody ever seems to catch on to that scam. All right, let's talk about the Tesla thing. Here's how you can get a Tesla in less than 2 seconds. By Mikhail Thalen. This is on Infowars.com. A team of security researchers has revealed how Tesla Model S vehicles can be stolen in just a matter of seconds. You know, they can be as easily hacked as our electronic voting machines, or as easily hacked as our state boards of elections, their websites where all the vote totals are recorded. You can just crack into those things, just like kids can do it. They demonstrated that, the DEF CON hacking contest, at the Black Hat hacking contest. They got kids from 5 to 15, 16, 17, something like that. They said, we wanted to show that kids could do this. Out of 39 kids, 35 of them were able to do it. It was an 11-year-old girl who was the quickest. But 35 out of the 39 kids were able to hack into the replicas of state boards of elections and to manipulate it. But don't worry, your election is secure. So, this is as bad as the Tesla Model S is as easily hacked as our voting machines, the state boards of elections, the Pentagon, the NSA, the CIA. All of those have been hacked. All of your information with Experian, 143 million records of Americans, all that hacked. And so, is it any surprise that the Tesla Model S can be hacked as well? Taking advantage of the Model S's key fobs, weak encryption, the attack allows any capable hacker to both open and drive away the vehicle. Ooh, especially fast. See, I've seen videos of people, and you need to be aware of this. If you have a non-Tesla car and you have a keyless door entry, they can take the key fob, and a lot of people will come in and they'll leave their key fob right next to the front door. And so thieves have figured this out, especially in the UK. So what they do is they grab that near field thing from the key fob. They put a device up close to the door where they expect that you're going to be hanging your keys. And then they have a receiver and a transmitter, and it transmits it to their partner who is standing next to the car. And bingo, they can unlock the car just like that. Then they can get in and they can use their typical car thief ways to hotwire the car and drive off. But with a Tesla, you don't even have to hotwire it. That's why it only takes 1.6 seconds to do this. They show it can be stolen less than 2 seconds using an array of equipment costing roughly $600. Researchers found that once they gained two codes from any given key fob, they could simply try every possible cryptographic key until they found one that unlocked the car. They then computed all the possible keys for any combination of code pairs to create a massive terabyte table of pre-computed keys. With that table and those two, the hackers say they could look up the correct cryptographic key to spoof any key fob in only 1.6 seconds. They showed it to Tesla last August, and Tesla paid them $10,000 as a bounty for finding that bug and reporting it to them instead of using it to steal Teslas themselves. Although newer Model S vehicles are no longer vulnerable, units that were sold prior to June of this year. So they found out about it August of last year, and they waited nearly a year to fix it. I guess they were busy trying to make these things. it's kind of hard when you're camping out at the tent, the open tent, to make those kind of engineering changes. But anyway, it took them from August to June to fix it, even though they paid them a $10,000 bug bounty for it. They didn't fix it. But if you bought your car after June of this year, you're okay. But prior to that, you have to either pay for a new key fob, or you have to enable an in-vehicle PIN code needed to start the vehicle. So if you don't do that, your Tesla Model S can be stolen in 1.6 seconds. Now, one other thing also coming from Mikhail Phelan, he pointed this out, saying this is a nice scam, and it is. A member of the billionaire family that owns Purdue Pharmaceuticals, currently the target of multiple lawsuits over its complicity and perpetrating the opioid crisis, just received rights to a patent for a drug intended to curb the opioid crisis, reports Antimedia. The guy listed in here is Dr. Richard Sackler, is one of the six inventors of the patent. The patent office grants the rights to Rhodes Pharmaceuticals, a subsidiary of Purdue. And this is what they've patented. It is a new version of the drug that is already available. So this is the way they extend their patents. So they come in and they say, well, this opioid is already available in tablet and in film form. So now they're going to put it in wafer form. And they get a new patent for the wafer form of the opioid. And that now extends it for many more years. And they can charge confiscatory prices for that for many more years by putting it in wafer form instead of tablet or film form. And then they also say, well, it dissolves more quickly. And it will help us to keep people from using it and abusing it in the drug market. The problem is that we've already been down this road once before. They've already had a change for it. And they found that the addicts were able to break this down and to use it to sell it on the street very, very quickly. The year prior, the federal agency also approved Targenic, another Purdue pharmaceutical drug that was going to be abuse deterrent opioid, but it wasn't. They were quickly able to change that so they could sell it on the street. And of course, what explains all of this? Well, the one thing that explains all this is that Purdue Pharmaceutical is one of the biggest influencers of the U.S. political system. In 2018, it's already spent $620,000 on lobbying.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years. And then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it. Ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble.
Welcome back for our final segment. And of course, Barack Obama and his obsession is Tig is talking about it now. We got Tig and Tonto, the heroes of Benghazi, are speaking out about Obama. Obama really stepped in this. But folks, let's understand where we are 17 years into the war of terror. The government terrorizing American citizens and the world in their unending wars. But yes, we are terrified and surrendering our liberties for their promise of security, the same way that we're terrified about the war on drugs. So we've had 17 years of a war of terror and 47 years of a war of drugs. And I was just talking about that with the opioids, the fact that you've got Purdue Pharmaceutical at the center of this opioid epidemic. Out there, they have now reformulated their opioid, saying they are going to be abuse resistant. And they're not. They've done this before. And the street quickly figured out how to get around the resistance, the format that they're putting in. They've now got it in a wafer format, so they have now been able to renew their patent. That's what it's about. It's all about the money, isn't it? About the money. And why don't you see this stopped? Well, as I pointed out, as we're going to break, they've spent already this year $620,000 in Washington. That is chicken feed compared to what they make in profits. I mean, talk about a return on investment. when you can go to Washington and spread $620,000 around and then look at the money that they're making on opioids, this is why we have this kind of government that we have, this kind of corruption in Washington. John Rappaport talked about why medically caused deaths continued to be ignored. This out at the end of August. Talking about Dr. Barbara Starfield's revelation, the U.S. medical system kills 106,000 people a year with its medicine. Extrapolate that number out for a decade, and that's more than a million deaths. And as John Rappaport says, he's written about her revelations more than any other reporter. And he goes, why do we hear nothing but silence from the mainstream media? Well, it's very clear, because just like the politicians who allow this stuff to go on, the mainstream media is bought out by the pharmaceutical companies. Just look at all the, probably half of their sponsors. When you look at the cable news companies, that's why they don't give you this news. That's why they stand down with all this. And when we look at this, what is the solution to this? I mean, people are getting hooked on opioids for the most part, not because they're looking for a kick. You know, there's some people who would do it for that, but the big tragedy of the opioid epidemic are people like Chris Christie's friend. Remember when Chris Christie was running and he talked about his friend that he met in law school, how this guy was at the top of the class, had become one of the best lawyers, most successful lawyers. He lost everything because this guy got a back injury when he was jogging. The doctors gave him opioids. He got addicted to the opioids. It cost him his job. It cost him his family, his home, and eventually he committed suicide. And so then Chris Christie takes that and that tragedy from the opioid epidemic, the hooking of people by the big pharmaceutical companies and their partners in the medical industry. He takes that and pivots to marijuana and says, so we got to step up this war on drugs, step up, but we got to stop these initiatives that are legalizing marijuana everywhere. No, marijuana is the answer to this opioid epidemic. Many of the people who are taking the opioids for pain find that they can get the same relief from marijuana. As the Daily Caller is pointing out, chronic pain sufferers now have access to medical marijuana in Illinois. Patients struggling with chronic pain now have the option of replacing their addictive opioid medications with medical marijuana throughout Illinois. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner approved a measure the end of August that would allow marijuana for patients who are suffering from chronic pain. It removes previous rules that required patients to seek medical marijuana to go through criminal background checks and fingerprinting. But don't worry, if you want the opioids, you don't have to have a background check. You don't have to have fingerprinting. Dr. Feelgood will just come in and give it to you. And then you can deal with the consequences later in your life. As the governor there said, this is not about personal opinions about cannabis. It's about giving people more control over their own health care and their pain relief options. A growing body of research shows that marijuana could play a vital role in reducing patients' dependence on addictive prescription painkillers. A study published in 2017 in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence found in states with legal weed, hospital visits for complications from prescription painkillers are dropping. So where medical marijuana is legal, the hospitalization rate for opioid abuse is 23% lower than the states where they won't let people get medical marijuana for pain relief. And emergency room visits for opioid overdoses are 13% lower than in states that don't allow medical marijuana. So what's happening in the Trump administration? We've had President Trump say that he supports, he said it back in June, he really supports new bipartisan legislation in Congress that would let states legalize marijuana and not interfere with them. Well, you know, we don't even really need that because we've already got the 10th Amendment, which says that the federal government doesn't have any authority here because it wasn't expressly given to them. And we've had the states exercise that to nullify the federal government's overreach. And we need to do that in a lot of other ways. That's why I spend so much time on this, for two reasons. I find it just unconscionable that our government is locking people up when they're trying to use something to relieve their pain. There is no excuse for that. And I think that it is very important that we understand that we can stop the federal government's overreach on so many different areas, just like we have with marijuana. in so many different areas, the federal government has no authority to intrude into our lives, and people have shut them down. They don't have, they still have the laws on the books from the United Nations, but they're not enforcing it. Why is Jeff Sessions not enforcing this? Because he doesn't have the authority. In the same way that a lot of churches have called the IRS and called their bluff and said, we have talked about politics openly in the pulpit. Here's the recording. Do something about it. You don't have the authority. We'd like to see you try. Do the test case. We'd like to show how the emperor has no clothes. Jeff Sessions is scared to death to do anything because that's going to show that they don't really have the authority. And so you've got people inside the Trump administration who are still trying to conduct a secret war on we. As BuzzFeed points out, there is internally in the Trump administration working against President Trump and against his political interests and against the Constitution and against people who need this for their pain. We have the Marijuana Policy Coordination Committee, and they're not even anonymous what they're writing. We know who these people are. We know that there is a committee like this. This isn't like the White House anonymous letter from senior people. These are people in the White House, memos and emails with 14 federal agencies and the DEA, and they want them to submit data demonstrating the most significant negative trends about marijuana and the threats that it poses to the country. How about that? Rather than looking for objective information, rather than saying, is this true or is it not true? Oh, it is true. It helps people with pain. Oh, well, then let's let them have it, even though we don't have any legal authority to stop them in the first place. No, they're just saying, let's put something out here. Let's do some research on how we can portray this in the most negative possible light. What a bunch of reprehensible. The staff believe, quote unquote, this is what they say. Staff believe that if the administration is to turn the tide on increasing marijuana use, there is an urgent need to message the facts about the negative impacts of marijuana use, production, and trafficking on national health, safety, and security. That's the summary from the meeting. So maybe you should be concerned about the senior White House staff people who are subverting not only your ability to get medicine, but subverting the Constitution. How about that? Not just a coup against President Trump, but a coup against the Constitution. In Ohio, average of over 20,000 people arrested on charges of cannabis possession each year. Mint Press points out, however, they don't have the resources to solve murders. Murders are going unsolved, and yet they're locking up 20,000 people a year for possession of marijuana. Those are their priorities of law enforcement in this country. Not going to protect you. They're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people. And when you surrender your liberty, when you surrender your Constitution to these people who want a war of drugs, who want a war of terror, that's precisely what you're going to get. All right, that's the end of the program. I just want to tell you that if you want to support this program, we have a special offer for those listeners of this news program. You can use the code REALNEWS, and you can get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system, the gravity feed water filter system. Get it before the hurricane hits or before the next natural disaster or before you find out that there's something in your family's water. And you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. 15% off with the code REALNEWS.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily.
That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful vitamin mineral fusion formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, vitamin mineral fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.